Well, I think that it's foolish not to think about the following week and the best preparation for each individual. So I think we could look at it in that way. But we'll be strong and we'll be certainly ready for the game. There's one or two people like Josh Onuma who've had a bit more game time, and I think a bit more would help him as well. So once coming back, is it an opportunity to give them minutes? But when I say that, they might have played anyway, and they probably would.
Mm-hmm. In terms of motivation, if you like, I mean, obviously there's two very big games coming up, whoever they're against, and there's not a lot on the Millwall game. So how do you keep that level of motivation going?
We were talking about it yesterday, actually, and the opponents we've got and the atmosphere that will be created there on Sunday will be quite similar to what we're going to experience in the next two games. It won't be an end of season game where everyone's just looking towards the summer and getting ready from their side. They're still playing for something, and it'll be a keenly fought game, certainly early on, and the atmosphere will be heightened, I think. So that's good preparation for the following week. So with that in mind, we've got to be ready for that and stress. And this is the most important week of training, I think, for us, and our attitude to getting through this week's training and playing in this game, because the next week we're not going to better anything else, but we can get ourselves prepared this week in the view for a week on Friday or Saturday.
I mean, is there a danger, inverted commas, taking your foot off the pedal and then when you go to put it back on again, it's not there, you know what I'm saying?
No, because I think everyone's playing for a place in the team, so irrespective of if it's the starting team from last week or one or two changes, I think everyone will be putting their foot forward. And with the games being in fairly close proximity, you know, we've got to use the full energy in the squad, I think, through those games as well. So the second leg could go to extra time. Mm. So we need everyone in full gas, and the best way to have that is to work hard this week, play hard at the weekend, and then recover and prepare for the following weekend.
Mm. It sounds like you're expecting Millwall to be on the front foot when you face them.
Yeah, I mean, the Fulham game, I think, was a good example. And you know, that result, the last two results have gone against them, otherwise they'd have been probably in the playoffs or certainly. But they've still got a chance, and they'll play like you've watched the games the other night. People assumed that ties were over, and the teams behind. You got to get as we said to one another, or said to you, that you got to make the teams win promotion, and I think we've done that. And the teams that are above us have gone and got good results, and deservedly, we can't catch them now.
Just how important, Colin, with Middlesbrough in mind, is rest now for players?
I think it's a freshness in mind more than anything. It's, as I said, this week I think is an important week. You do enough work, and next week I'm sure we'll be putting the reins on, because we don't want to leave too much on the training pitch, so the sessions will be crisp, hopefully to the point. Hopefully get through what we need to get through in terms of what we're going to face, and really contribute what our attributes are, re-emphasise what we're good at, and then just dot the I's, cross the T's on things that we have to look out for and beware of whatever opposition we play against.
At Millwall, I suppose you'd be hoping no injuries, no suspensions.
Well, they kind of an effect on, you know, I've experienced that in previous seasons where these last two games of the season have caused the makeup of the team not to be what it has been, and that would be the last thing. Injuries can happen, so we have to take that. Don't want to play with anyone thinking on the safe side on Sunday. So I think you just put your hand up and say, well, that can happen. Suspensions because of a red card, it would have to be now. We would really have to be foolish if we got ourselves involved in that.
Just thinking about Millwall, it is a game where there's not a lot on it for Aston Villa. Already a lot of people's minds are focused on Middlesbrough. Within the camp, are you already thinking about Middlesbrough and what you need to do to beat them?
we've got to set things in place, but you know, that's no different when we were doing Millwall before we played Derby in some respects. So, but you watch their game last week with a keener eye. It looks as if that might be the tie, but until the game's finished, we've got to be wary that it's not somebody else. You know, so we'll fully cover all the teams that it could be. We know them throughout the season, and the scouting side and the analyst side, I mean, they're very good at bringing a comprehensive package to us. So to add to what we think we know, which might not be too much.
Are you excited? Do you get excited by the playoffs? Because, I mean, they are a really exciting occasion for fans, but they can also be really disappointing for fans if the outcome's wrong. So how do you view it in the camp?
I think it's one of the best things that has been the changes. It's kept the season alive for virtually the whole division on occasions, whether it be relegation or the playoff place. So I think the byproduct of that excitement and that chance is it comes down to a sort of a cup competition at the end of it. And with the joy you get, you have to accept that there's going to be disappointment. So I think it's just part and parcel, but a good part of football now.
Just finally, I look at, you know, we see, obviously, the other night after the game, we're standing in the mix zone and players are coming past. There does really seem, and I know a lot of teams would say it, a really excellent sort of team spirit around the place, a togetherness with the players.
I think that's... I think any of the teams at the top of the league, I'll say that they're quite tight and close together, and it definitely helps. A good noise in the dressing room, a good noise on the training pitch, with a, you know, people being able to voice their opinion, I think definitely helps. And they've had the platform. They've got a very strong manager who sets the lines of discipline and the control that he has over them, but he wants them to be personalities, he wants them to be characters, and you have to be to play for Villa in this league. You know, you're a little bit there to be shot at. So they've stepped up to the plate really, really well, and I think we've certainly got more than an even chance of progressing.